It's time for episode 58. Rich, what do we got tonight?
We got an exercise episode, and man, do we have some movies in here. We got Lisa Frankenstein. We got Demon Castle. We got, is it Awake? Is that what it's called? No, Always. Whatever the short film is. Madam Web.
The After is what that one's called.
Yes, yeah. There we go. Lover, Stalker, Killer, and Mobland. Did I get them all?
Chowchilla, did you get that one?
Oh, Chowchilla too, a documentary.
Yeah, because we've got seven.
Yeah, seven movies right, this week.
Seven. And we got a special segment for Rich.
Yeah.
After we get started. And we have a special segment for me because apparently I also made a mistake. So let's get this thing rolling and start things off right. So 5, 4, 3, 2, show. What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining us as the Faces for Radio podcast presents By the Numbers, where we take new releases, streaming, video, or theater. We review them, and we let you know what we thought. I am your host, David, and my co-host is...
Rich.
AKA, all right, brother. AKA, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I was going to say, a.k.a. Eat Crow.
Eat Crow Rich. Yeah. Speaking of which, Rich eats crow. So... Rich, you have an announcement to make, brother. So what is that announcement?
I owe the film community an apology, okay? Because I have bagged on Sam Raimi for a long fucking time, thinking I didn't like him. I didn't like his movies. Well, it was pointed out to me last night by a good buddies, Alex and Nate, that I do like Sam Raimi. Because I only didn't like a couple of his movies. And then the movies that I did like, I didn't know he directed. So they gave me some homework to watch two films, Drag Me to Hell and The Gift. And I ended up really liking those. I love the way Drag Me to Hell was shot. I like the feeling.
Drag Me to Hell's good. I like that
one. Yeah. I hate to say this, but I want to own that movie. So, and then The Gift was great. Yeah. Great cast. I didn't expect that big of a... There's so many people in that movie. J.K. Simmons, yeah. Katie Holmes, Greg Kinnear, Cate Blanchett. This is a really great cast.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen The Gift. I have to go back and see if... I know I don't own it, but I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's from...
That's interesting. But it's kind of like how I've, you know, when we're doing the Kevin Smith show, because I didn't know Jersey Girl was a Kevin Smith movie and I like that one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but now there's three Kevin Smith movies that I like. So, so I'm not quite as bad as you are with Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people in the chat. So I'm just going to Rich. I'm going to run through that real quick because Jay popped up first. So Jay, you get the cookie, my brother. There you go. Cookies for Jay. Let's see. Caveman missed it. Dang it, Jay. Yes, please hit the like button. Also, we're live on TurnerFan77's channel as well. So if you can jump over there, hit that like, come over here, hit this like. You know, go to Facebook and hit the like there. Go over to Twitter and hit like there. You know, wherever. Just go all over. Just hit like everywhere. Evan's here. What's up? Dang it, Jay. I wanted the cookie, but it's okay. I had birthday cake tonight. Yes, you did. Happy birthday to Jamal.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jamal.
which is funny because my middle name is Lamont. So I was gonna make a note of that on the chat, but he's like, no, Jamal's not his real name. I was like, oh, well, forget it then. I'm not going to go there. But yeah, he's a son's teenager. Birthday. Yep. Nate, happy birthday to them all. See? That's funny. Love it. Mike's here. What's up, my best buddy Mike? Good to see you. We all know on that way. Nate is here. Rich has something to tell the world tonight.
So I apologize to all the Sam Raimi fans because turns out I do like his movies. So it was pointed out to me last night.
And Mika is here. What's up, Mika? Yep. Oh, just finished our True Detective series with them. It was a lot of fun. We just had the last episode. And we're getting ready to start another series. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to pick a series that we're going to go through and continue this show going because it's been a lot of fun. Seven. That's right. Holy smokes. Right again. Everybody's saying, hey, you're welcome. So funny. Buenos nachos to Miss Caveman. Love it. Yep. Happy birthday to Evan's son. And now it's time for my crow. Last week we had Jay on the show and we talked about Orion in the Dark. And our good buddy Grant from Movie Buff Grant sent a review for Orion and I did not play it on last night's show. So needless to say, I got crap from Grant. And before the show started tonight, he said, I really hope that both my reviews for Madam Web and for Orion in the Dark appear on the show tonight. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Bob's your uncle. So here is Grant's review of Orion in the Dark before I lose my cool and completely forget about it. Grant, thank you so much for reminding me. Here is your review of Orion in the Dark.
Hey guys, Movie Buff Grant over here, coming by with you guys today for a Orion in the Dark movie review for By the Numbers. This was a huge surprise for me. Like, I did not expect the animation to be that good. But it went. Which is a huge surprise for me. The cast was amazing. I knew Jacob Tremblay in Wonder, The Little Mermaid, and also in an adult comedy called Good Boys. And even though that the animation kind of feels like Captain Underpants, this is probably one of my favorite DreamWorks movies a little bit so far this quarter. This may not be for everyone, but if you love based on the best-selling books, this movie might be up your alley. And if you love kids' animated family-friendly films, then this is a perfect opportunity for you. Dave, Rich, thank you for having me on. And I will see you guys all later in the next one. Hopefully for Megamind versus... Or should I say, just say... I'm just going to call it Megamind 2 for Peacock. Anyway... See you guys all soon, and have a wonderful night.
All right, Grant, thank you so much. And I apologize for not playing it last week. But yeah, he liked it too, and that was our kind of a really cool moment for us because you, me, and Jay all gave it the exact same score last
week. Yeah. Was it 74 or something like that?
75, yeah. We all gave it a 75. It was really kind of a neat moment. So all I got to say,
wow,
that's right. Thanks to my girl Piper, who I got to see today.
Well, that's awesome.
My granddaughter, because yeah, my daughter and granddaughter have moved out. So I get to see her once a week now. So I got to have my grandpa time. And that is
awesome.
That is awesome. So I miss her. And it was really fun to see her today. All right, brother. So I think we got our crow eaten and we're ready to continue with the show. So this week we have seven movies because we added a couple or six and a half. We have one short film. Six and a half because one short film. We're trying to get as many Oscar nominees as we can. We did get quite a few. So we're pretty good for like Best Picture and some things like that. But for short film, we didn't get any. So one of the ones is called The After, starring David Ayalo. It's a short film of 18 minutes. It's on Netflix. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Also, we added Lisa Frankenstein. Lisa Frankenstein's in the theaters right now. I got to see it on a Mystery Movie Monday. So, Rich, you got to see it as well. So we've got kind of a jumbo-sized episode.
We do.
Like you said, like we an extra-large episode. I'm liking this. So we got seven movies, and like we always do, we watch them, we score them. I take the averages and rank them, in this case, from 7 to 1. And it's not going to be that, I don't think it's that big of a stretch to think of what our lowest scored movie is. But would you like to guess?
I'm sad that it's number 7 because it's probably the greatest movie made this year. Madam Web.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this movie was fantastic. Wow. I can't believe this. My goodness, man, I was crying mainly because I was stuck in the theater watching it. I was cheering because the credits were rolling, and I was really happy when the lights turned on so we could leave. But Madam Web comes in number 7 this week, you guys. I didn't like it.
There's nothing to like about
it. I didn't like it. I gave it a reasonable score for what they had. But this was completely rewritten on the spot. Even Dakota Johnson is like, I hate this movie.
You know what's funny is the day they dropped the first trailer, the day she announced she quit her PR team, for the people who represent her.
Yeah.
The same day.
Yeah. So he says, see, Rich, you don't have to like all the filmmakers' movies to like that filmmaker. You said you hated him based on 2 movies.
Yeah. You're right.
Jace says, do curb your enthusiasm. No, I'm going to curb that statement. I'm not going to do that series. But yeah, K-Man says this is going to be sticky. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on Madam Web, her bad reviews. Yeah, the bad reviews are out there. And the thing that really bugs me the most is that, and this is something that Dakota Johnson talked about in an interview, is they gave her a script. And she was like, cool, I'm in for this script. And then when they started filming, they changed the script.
Yeah.
They completely rewrote the movie. And then she was like, I hate this. This isn't even what we talked about.
She phoned this in. It's like she was reading the red lines off camera. And then she felt like a robot when she was reading them.
Yeah. The other she couldn't even cry right.
Yeah.
And she's a good actress. But this was, she was awful in this.
This movie made no fucking sense, okay? This dude was having dreams. I'm going to spoil this. This fucking movie's terrible. Don't waste your time. There's going to be spoilers in here. This movie made no sense because this motherfucker had a dream about girls killing him in whatever city they were in. This motherfucker could have moved, done all kinds of things. And was he even supposed to fall out a window? They push him out a window and he dies. Okay, this dude jumped out a window and landed on his feet at one point in the movie.
Yeah, well, he's got like spider powers. Like,
yeah. This is just ridiculous. And these girls were stupid. Okay, these girls were the dumbest girls in film history, I think. Because
now these were Instagram models. They were.
You're right.
What's up, Holland? Good to see you. No,
she tells them to stay put. In the forest, do not go anywhere. They say they're hungry, and they're like, "Let's go to this."
Well, there's a diner a half a mile from here. Let's just go to this diner.
And they're fucking doing coyote
and dance on the table and shit, and make it look. No. Let's be really inconspicuous.
Yeah, this is just terrible.
Now, so the original. I'm going to tell you the original script for this movie. The original idea for this movie was it was going to be kind of like Terminator, where Dakota Johnson is supposed to protect Peter Parker's mom while she's carrying Peter's unborn child. And the dude, Ezekiel Sims, is supposed to be trying to kill Mary Parker before Peter's born so that there's never a Spider-Man.
Yeah, I heard rumbles about that.
So
The best part.
That's what was supposed to happen. And then insert these three girls, one of them being Susie Sweeney or whatever her name is, Sydney Sweeney.
She's a good actress.
I barely recognize her in this.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's, you know, the whole movie, the only ones with powers are Ezekiel Sims and Dakota Johnson, and yeah. She doesn't know how to use her powers. Doesn't something happen off script in the last 5 minutes? So many things. This was like, it's like, okay, we're going to take the script and we're just going to tear it up, throw it away. And then somebody grab me a coloring book and some crayons and I'm going to write a new script. Yeah. And we're going to have these three girls that are TikTok models and they don't know their assholes from the elbow. And we're going to have them do this. And we have Dakota Johnson behave like she doesn't care about anybody, even the people she's trying to save.
Yeah.
So they're driving, this woman's in cardiac arrest and they're driving to the hospital. She's driving the ambulance and she's like, so what do you want to get for dinner tonight? And like, what are you what's wrong with you?
I get what they were trying to do there. She's not attached to the people.
Yeah, she's not attached to anything. She's very unemotional.
Yeah, because like when they give her that paper, that drawing, she's like, what am I supposed to do with this fucking thing? You know, he's like,
yeah, what am I supposed to do with this drawing that this kid gave me?
And the best part of the whole movie is Ben Parker. Best part of the whole movie.
Yeah. And as soon as I was like, oh, Ben Parker. So I'm like, okay, there's a connection to Spider-Man here.
Mm-hmm.
But the connection was barely there.
Yeah.
You have the baby shower where she writes nothing on the memories from your mother. And then there's this awkward moment.
Yeah.
And then the way that they tried to do the whole that she's seeing the future bullshit, that was horribly done.
It was.
It was like,
I'm going to nominate this movie for all the Razzies.
This is going to be a Razzie. Absolutely going to be Dakota Johnson for Worst Actress, Madam Webb for Worst Picture. This is Worst Directing. I think it's going to sweep the Razzies next year. I agree.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to get on my little anti-woke box here for a minute. I've seen some people say, oh, the internet, the women hating, people that hate women don't, is the reason why this movie failed. No, this has nothing to do with this. It's a terrible script, terrible acting. Stop using that excuse why movies, because men hate women or comic book people hate women. That is not true. Tell a good story and the comic people will come.
Yeah, there were no superheroes in this movie.
No.
Dakota Johnson included. She was not a superhero. She was just.
And the costume design for her was terrible.
It was awful. At the end,
yeah.
Well, yeah, with the glasses and the.
That's not that what my great grandpa would wear.
Yeah. That was just weak sauce. It was, it was awful. It just.
Yeah.
You know, the whole last line of the movie, and it just. No. It didn't make any sense. I was very disappointed. I loved the mystery movie on Monday way more than the movie that I wanted to see yesterday. The
Angel movie?
That was Ordinary Angels.
Yeah. I wrote that down.
It's on the that I saw. Dude, that movie is so good.
I did watch the one.
Speaking of good, what's up, Dell? Dell is in the house. Is sitting on your channel, my friend. So he's awesome. On TurnerFan77's channel. Definitely throw a like on there.
I'm going to add Badlands next week too, because I did see that.
Oh, Land of Bad.
Yeah, Land of Bad, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Which was fun too.
Badland would have been a better title, but.
Yeah.
But
anyway, don't fucking go see Spider-Man.
No, this is not what we're saying.
Madam Web.
Okay. So here's what happened. So I went to see Madam Web. My ticket's free.
Me too.
I had to pay for my wife. So it was $5. It's $5 Tuesday. My popcorn and my drink were free because I have the refillable things. And then, so all I had to pay for was my wife's Red Vines and her ticket, and I overpaid.
Yeah, you did.
Even though my popcorn and drink were free, I overpaid for the movie. This is the first Marvel movie that I can honestly say I'm not interested in buying.
You'll buy that steelbook. Don't lie.
No, I won't. There will not be a steelbook of this, bro. Sony, yeah, Sony won't be that dumb. There is not. No, there can't be.
Yeah, Walmart's already got the pre-order up.
Fuck. No, I'm not getting the steelbook, bro. Guys, unless it looks really good. This made me miss Morbius. This made me miss Morbius. I wanted to go watch Morbius again after this.
Morbius was better than this.
Because I was like, I miss Morbius.
Morbius was better than this.
Morbius was awesome compared to this. Marvel's was awesome compared to this.
Yeah. I don't know what Sony's doing.
Sony totally shit the bed on this one. It was disappointing. Let's go to our highlights. Okay, so we both have a 10 for the cast.
There we go. The end.
There's highlights. The end. So no, I do have a 7 for the trailer because I was liking the trailer a little bit. I was really disappointed in what came out of that. I did give a 7 for sound because there were some songs that I liked in there. The soundtrack was okay. Other than that, yeah. 4s and 3s and 2s for all of us. It was just not. If it wasn't for the cast, this would have been a totally different score for me. This would have been really bad.
Yeah.
But let's go to our final scores on Madam Web, you guys, in theaters now. IMDb is giving this a 3.8. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 13%, audience score 56%. Rich gave it a 40. I gave it a 58 for an average score of 49 for a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Well, it's really not a Marvel movie. It's a Sony movie.
Thanks, Caveman. Don't forget Grant's review. Let's go to Grant's review.
Yeah. He probably liked it.
I don't think he did. Because I got his numbers. I don't think he liked it. Let's go to his review of Madam Web. Check this out.
Hey guys, Movie Buff Grant over here, and today, for By the Numbers, I will be reviewing Madam Web. Now, I just got done seeing this movie probably around like a few hours ago, and I would be telling a lie that saying that this movie is perfect, and it is fantastic, and all that glory. While it is my guilty pleasure movie of the year, this movie is not good. I'm going to be real straight honest with you guys. The movie is not good. However, it is my guilty pleasure of the year, and it is better than Morbius, in my opinion. But there were a few flaws that I completely forgot that they existed. The storyline was, I would just say that the storyline was completely bad. No plot lines, which was absolutely ridiculous. The acting was very decent. Casting choices was all in all. Visuals was very good, and especially for a genre, but the marketing also did terribly on this one. The marketing did terrible, unfortunately, but I am going to be picking this movie up when it officially arrives for a upcoming haul that I have, but you will not see me watch Madam Web again. If I would choose Morbius or Madam Web, what would I choose? I would definitely choose Madam Web over Morbius because this one had a little bit better. And even though that it isn't going to be my guilty pleasures of all time, this one for me accepted it. So Madam Web for me is a 4 out of 10 for me.
So I didn't cut him off. That's where it ended. I was going to cut him off and say Morbius was better. I don't know about that. The acting was fine. No, I don't know about that either.
But also,
but he was definitely right that there was no plot line. There was no storyline. It was written in crayon. by a 4 year old. You know, my granddaughter could have done a better job. Right,
this house could have done a better job. He plays with his action figures better than this fucking movie was made.
Yeah, this was awful. And and this has got my lowest score of any Marvel movie that I've ever scored.
I don't remember my score.
Your score was 40. I don't think you've scored anything lower than that either. Not for a Marvel movie.
I don't remember my Marvel scores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think Marvel's you gave like a 50 something.
Yeah. There's some redeeming qualities about the Marvels. There's just nothing redeeming.
There's nothing. No, this movie, if it wasn't for the cast, I'd probably be in the 40s.
Yeah. Mine, if it wasn't for the cast, I'd be in the 30s.
Yeah.
This would be
elevator game if it didn't have a cast.
Yeah, this is just the villain was lame. He couldn't act for nothing either. It was just
So the reviews are true. Not hearing any good things.
Yeah, don't see this.
I can't recommend it, Mika. I can't. It's just not. Like I said, if you get a free ticket or something like that, then you know, go see for yourself. But yeah, I am not happy with what they did with it.
They
could have gone, if they'd have gone with the original script, I probably would have liked it better.
I am hoping, fingers crossed. I'm not as optimistic as I was after seeing the first trailer for Kraven, but I hope they can get something redeemable with Kraven.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the trailer for Kraven. I do too. Hope. And I like Aaron Taylor Johnson, so I'm.
It's rated R, so there's that. I mean, that doesn't make it a great movie.
It means there's going to be some language or some blood or both.
There needs to be blood for Kraven.
There needs to be blood for it to be Kraven.
Yeah, there needs to be killing.
Yeah, and that's finally we get that in Logan, and hopefully we'll see that in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh yeah, that's rated R.
Because that'll be rated R.
Yeah.
Movie was all right.
So
we got that out of the way.
Thank goodness.
Which movie do you think landed at number six this week?
I am gonna go with Mobland.
You are correct, my friend. Mobland is that one. So this is on physical and on Hulu, you guys. Mm-hmm. This stars John Travolta, Stephen Dorff is in it. It's got a pretty decent cast.
Yeah. And also, you can find this on Disney Plus.
Dell thinks it looks bad.
If you didn't know, Hulu is merged with Disney Plus. So if you have Disney Plus, you can find these movies, or the movies that we say on Hulu are on Disney Plus too.
Yeah.
Mobland. This wasn't as bad as Madam Web.
No, it wasn't. Surprisingly enough, I thought this movie was going to suck.
John Travolta really didn't serve a purpose here at all.
No. Except right at the end.
Oh, yeah. I did, yeah. I like how that... I do like the end shot. That end shot was pretty cool.
That looks like Chuck Norris.
A little bit it does.
And it acts like Chuck Norris in the movie, too.
Yeah. This is a good premise.
Speaking of which, let me read the synopsis. It says, a sheriff tries to keep the peace when a desperate family man violently robs a pill mill with his brother-in-law, alerting an enforcer for the New Orleans Mafia. So, and of course, Stephen Dorff is the mafia guy who comes in.
Yeah.
And Kevin Dillon is in this. I haven't seen Kevin Dillon in a movie in a while.
What's up, Harrison?
What's up, Harrison? Good to see you. Let's see. Not everything from Hulu is on Disney Plus yet, like Fargo on Disney Plus, as the latest season, not on the early ones. Yeah, they haven't completely.
I think it's supposed to be by the end of the year.
Don't let Rich lie to us again. What's up, Steve? Steve's here. Harrison's here. It's becoming a party. I like it. Okay. Again, I didn't think this one was written very well.
No. And the accents were terrible.
The Southern draw was pretty awful.
Yeah.
With all these guys.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
I like the little twist in it. The little
twist in it. I like the. I didn't understand Stephen Dorff's behavior in this toward the end.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere.
I was like, okay, you it was like you did one thing, but because it was your job, but then you turned around and you did something else because it's what you wanted to do. Or
they planted the seeds.
He still kind of did what was right, even though he did the wrong thing. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but it was interesting.
Kind of planted the seeds, you know, there's good in him with the waitress. Like, you kind of get that there, you know, but I didn't see what he did coming at all.
Why do what he did and then turn around? And I don't want to spoil it for you guys. Yeah. If you want to see it, I think it's probably worth a watch.
Oh, one time.
One time shot. Because it has some pretty good, it's a decent thriller.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some good suspense in it. You're trying to figure out what's going on, but then something happens. You're like, oh crap, now what? Then there's this, what I'm going to say is a really cool surprise ending that I didn't expect, that just really like slammed the door on the whole movie.
Yeah.
And I dug it.
So, okay, now it's hard to dance around this, but was you surprised when he puts that stuff on the table as much as I was? I don't want to spoil it.
Yes and no. Considering what he did, I wasn't as surprised as I would have been.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it seemed like he had a change of heart at some point.
Yeah, because he delivers what he's supposed to deliver.
Yeah,
and then and something switches in him as he's walking back to the car.
Right.
And I wish we got a little bit more of that. What went off?
Yeah.
Just a teeny bit, maybe some internal dialogue.
I don't know. He had a job that he had to do. He completed his job, mm-hmm. and then something flipped. Some kind of switch flipped in his mind. But there's one point that was really interesting in that he said it from the beginning, is he doesn't kill innocent people.
That is true. He did say that. You're absolutely right.
So he said that from the beginning. But he made the guy guilty so that he can complete his job.
Oh yes, with that lady. Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
And I was like, why would you do that just so you turn a corner and do this? And it was really weird. It was interesting.
I wonder if there's a longer version on the DVD or Blu-ray.
Travolta feels like he's making a bunch of Bruce Willis movies. Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because considering he's like the main guy here, you hardly see him in the second half of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of worthless until the final shot. Like,
literally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really this movie is really Shiloh Fernandez and Stephen Dorff.
I mean, Stephen Dorff was a badass too. I mean, I haven't seen him in a while.
I think he was the saving grace here as far as the acting was concerned. I think he did a really good job.
Yeah.
I think John Travolta, especially with his shitty accent, he phoned this in.
I think John Travolta is a terrible actor. I haven't seen him.
I agree.
Yeah.
He's in the film. Like the first half of the film, he's in quite a bit.
Yeah. He's kind of helped.
He's doing his normal thing, and he doesn't actually come back and be involved in this case until like the very end.
He was kind of like a bumbling fool, is the way I
took it. Yeah, he was like the podunk sheriff. Yeah, it was Sheriff Buford T. Justice.
Yeah.
So he'd go over to their house and talk to him for a little bit just so he'd get a plate of food from the wife who was cooking.
Yeah.
And everybody knew that he came over there to get food, and he's like, "I'm dead. I'm not here to eat. Yeah, you are. We get a plate. So he was that bumbling country sheriff. But there was one thing he said when they were talking about going hunting. And he's like, oh yeah, he likes to use a bow, but I like to use a rifle so I can kill something from a distance.
Yeah.
And that was good. That was good foreshadowing. I liked it. So let's go to our highlights on it. Like I said, this was pretty decent.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Not awesome, but it was kind of I was like, okay, I'm glad I watched that. And I'm also glad I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Because this is at most a one-time watch. So Rich, you have a 7 for the cast, a 7 for the visuals, and then
there was some really cool cameras.
4, 5, and 6 across the board for everything else.
Yeah.
I have an 8 for the cast, and I have an 8 for the subgenre as a thriller. I have an 8 for the ending because I love the ending. It came out of nowhere. I loved it. It was a huge surprise. And then again, 6s and 5s for everything else.
Yeah.
If you want to see a good movie with Stephen Dorff, check out Old Henry, Great Western. Yeah, it is a good Western.
Never seen it. I'm not a Western guy.
There's a movie with Stephen Dorff that I like. It's called Break. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's a confined thriller where he's trapped in the trunk of a car. And they're basically driving him around trying to get him to release this code from his girlfriend, who's an agent or something. And they release bees in the trunk, and they're like messing with him in the trunk, and he's stuck in the trunk of the car.
I've never seen that.
Really cool ending. It was a real big surprise ending that I didn't expect. But if you get a chance to see it, it's called Break. But yeah, let's go to our final scores on Mobland, you guys. This is 6th place.
Yeah.
IMDb is giving this a 5.3. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 50%. Audience score 77%. Rich, you gave it a 55. I gave it a 64 for an average score of 59.5.
Yeah.
Like I said, not bad, not great.
I'm glad you didn't buy this.
Me too. Because I was like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I'll buy it. And then I went, wait, I'm going to look it up on, see what, oh, it's on Hulu. Great. I'll just, Rich, put it on. We'll just watch it on Hulu and see. Yeah, no, I think Stephen Dorff's a good actor. Yeah. Underrated.
I agree. Very underrated. Well, excuse me.
All right, number 5. Which one do you think got number 5?
I am going to go with, there's 2 choices here.
Okay.
I am going to go, those 3 choices. I'm just going to shot in the dark, Lisa Frankenstein.
I didn't think you were going to get it. Yeah, Lisa Frankenstein comes in 5th place. I thought this was going to trip you up.
Yeah.
Lisa Frankenstein, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was okay. I don't know if I would have seen this in the theater if it wasn't I wouldn't have seen it in the theater if it wasn't a mystery movie.
Yeah.
And I liked it, but like barely. Like it was like,
yeah. It just barely
made it for me to where I was like, okay, that was kind of fun to see. Not something that I would probably watch again, although maybe get it if it's under $10, maybe.
I would buy it if it's $9.99, $10. Yeah. What's up, Steve?
Tiana is here. What's up,
Thank
Tiana?
Thank you for joining us.
Nice to see you. But yeah, so let's take a look at Lisa Frankenstein. I'm glad you got a chance to see it, though.
Yeah, me too.
So the synopsis says, a coming-of-rage horror love story about a teenager and her crush who happens to be a corpse. After a set of horrific circumstances bring him back to life, the two embark on a journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts.
Yeah. There's one scene that was like, did they just really do that?
Yeah, Zelda Williams directed this, Robin Williams' daughter. That's correct.
I didn't know that was her.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Break 2012 is on Plex and Tubi. Awesome. So yeah.
I might have to check that out.
I have the DVD.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. I like confined thrillers. There's a few confined thrillers that I really like. After Buried came out with Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. where he was like stuck in that coffin.
Probably his best movie.
I started looking for these things. And so yeah, I ran into Break, and then there's one called Wrecked with Adrian Brody.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was really good because he lost his memory and he was in an accident. And then he was actually like part of a bank robbery or something, but they didn't know what part, and it was really kind of cool. But Open Grave is another one that was really cool. But
well, this one, Lisa Frankenstein, not a confined thriller, but just the visuals in this were great. The music,
yeah, crazy 80s stuff.
Yeah,
right down to the leotards and really the leg good. Warmers and. Mm-hmm. It was very 80s.
Yeah, I liked that. It really set the tone, I thought, for this movie.
Yeah,
and put it in the 80s made it work better for me.
Yeah. No, I think it worked better as an 80s movie.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Nate about this, and Nate didn't really care for it. Kind of for the same reasons that I was like, eh. But Nate said something that was really interesting. He says, in 20 years, this is going to be a cult classic.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. This is like, you know, an Edward Scissorhands,
yeah,
Beetlejuice type. Like, you get.
I had more fun with this than either one of those other movies.
Yeah. I love Beetlejuice. I'm not an Edward Scissorhands fan.
I don't like Tim Burton.
I know you don't like Tim Burton. Or should we check his filmography? Because maybe there's only two of them you don't like.
No, I don't like
Tim Burton. Maybe it's just... No. No, you pretty much don't like Tim Burton because we've talked about a bunch of different movies and you're like, yeah. No. Mika can't wait to see Lisa Frankenstein. You know what? I'll watch.
Yeah.
It's written by Diablo Cody.
And this, she said this takes place in the same universe as Jennifer's Body, which I thought was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Has she done anything since Jennifer's Body?
Oh, Diablo Cody? Or
yeah.
She's written a bunch of stuff.
Nothing sticks out in my mind.
Nothing sticks out in my mind, though. Young Adult, Juno, Jennifer's Body. So Young Adult was after Tully, she wrote another Charlize Theron movie. Yeah, nothing else is really jumping out that I could see besides Tully, Ricky and the Flash, which I've never seen, and Young Adult I didn't really care for.
We watched that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, I said I don't mind Young Adult.
I think you liked it, but I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. I remember you not liking it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
So yeah.
Yeah. Jay says I wouldn't be surprised if it comes a cult classic. Evan has not heard of Lisa Frankenstein.
Jay, because it's not a Disney movie.
It came out before Jennifer's Body. So
yeah. Juno was a breakout one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Juno was a breakout.
Yeah.
And you know, I didn't really care for Juno.
See, I like Juno.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. You know, and of course now Elliot's a boy, so
yeah, let's not talk about that. But anyway, this movie.
I think a sequel would be interesting.
To Lisa Frankenstein?
No, to Juno with Elliot Page.
Yeah.
How's that going to work with the baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. But anyway, no, Lisa Frankenstein. Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
It was a fun little thing. There were some funny parts to it. A little bit of blood. Reminded me a little bit of Renfield.
Oh yeah, you're right. It did feel like a little bit Renfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watch other movies than Disney, like Star Wars and Indiana Jones and Marvel movies and anything from Fox, which is all Disney. Good job. I like most of Diablo Cody's films. Cool. I like Diablo Cody. I like her as a person, just in interviews and stuff, getting to know her a little bit. I think she's a cool person. But yeah. So
you can't really go into details about this movie because it'll spoil it.
Yeah, you'll spoil this movie, but yeah. But the body parts, that's an interesting thing. Carla Gugino is really funny in this, as the stepmom. The dad's just completely oblivious to what's going on. Then there's the pretty sister who is trying to be friendly, but really seems kind of obnoxious. Yeah. But it turns out she's not really. And then, and of course, something happens there with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
That was really interesting.
And we're kind of weird because what they do.
Yes.
I was like, wait, no, they just did.
Yes. Yep. If you like, if you're a fan of Diablo Cody, this is definitely kind of worth seeing, Jay.
Go on a matinee day so you don't pay full price.
Yeah, or I know Tuesdays are cheap where we're at.
Same here.
So Tuesdays, like all day, it's $5 no matter what movie you go see or what time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of worth it for us, or whenever it comes to streaming, check it out on streaming. But yeah, this was cute. It was, it was kind of funny, kind of gross. And what was that? I love the, because it's, this corpse is coming back to life. And whenever he cries, it just reeks.
I thought it was weird.
I thought that was so funny. Why wouldn't it be his breath, right? Yeah. Wouldn't it be like, I'm a huge 80s kid. Yeah. But and that was really funny when he started crying. She would just retch. She was like, oh, please don't do that.
Yeah,
because it smells so bad. I'm just trying to picture what his tears would smell like, and I thought that was really funny. Hashtag shit tears, but it's it was interesting. But yeah, let's take a look at our highlights on this and close this one out. So let's see. You actually have a 10 on the sound here, and then you have a 9 for visuals.
I love the way this film looked.
And then, and then 7s for acting, story, direction, genre, and subgenre. I have an 8 for sound. I have 7s for trailer and genre. And then I have 6s for just about everything else. Interesting how it shot. I can't say it appealed to me as much as it did you, but I did like the soundtrack. I enjoyed the songs, the way that they did it. It made me wonder about her mom, though. And I don't want to spoil this, but I wanted to ask you, because what happened in the beginning with her mom, do you really think there was someone else involved, or you think she did it?
I think she did it.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. I think she did it.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing, because I was like, it made me wonder by the way she's behaving with the corpse and how she is. I was like, oh, okay. That made me think of, well, maybe what happened to her mom wasn't someone else.
Yeah, I think she did it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our final scores on Lisa Frankenstein, you guys. It's in the theater right now. Oop, there it is. IMDb is giving this a 6.6. Rotten Tomatoes critics score 52%. Audience score 82%. Rich, you gave it a 70. I gave it a 61 for an average score of 65.5. Doing the do.
Yeah.
Man, that was okay. That was pretty good.
I think it's worth seeing.
If I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, if it's between Madame Web and Lisa Frankenstein, I'll watch Lisa Frankenstein twice.
Yeah. Anything but Madame Web.
Except Skinamarink. I picked Madame Web over Skinamarink, but it'd be close. All right, number four. Which one do you think is number four? It's only going to get harder from here on out because the points are really close.
Okay.
In fact, I was really surprised by this being number four. I thought this was going to be higher.
I'm going to go Demon Castle.
Okay. No. You missed one, my friend. Our number four.
Chocella, whatever it's fucking called.
Our number four is Lover, Stalker, Killer.
This was a good documentary.
Oh, this was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. This was a crazy documentary.
Yeah, it was. But you could see it coming a mile away.
That twist, that one tripped me out. I did not catch that twist right away.
I did. I was like, yeah, it's her. Ah.
Because, I thought let me read the synopsis. It says, in this twisting documentary, a mechanic tries online dating for the first time and meets a woman who takes a romantic obsession to the deadly extreme.
Yeah.
And so she meets this girl online, and this girl, they start dating, and she's like, I'm only in it for fun, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, she has to move in. He's like, no, we talked about this. And then she just starts terrorizing
him. Well, first, he meets somebody else, and he goes on a date with somebody else, and she shows up at his place. And I think that's what set her off. I think, to me, that's what put her down that path of cuckoo crazy.
Wow, shit. But yeah, cuckoo crazy is right, bro. Mm-hmm. But.
And Jay, this was another one that takes place in Iowa. Damn Iowa females.
Makes a lot of sense. Bitches be crazy in Iowa.
Yeah.
But man, I was like, there's a lot of parallels to my daughter's act in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's some, not to that extreme, but like a lot of the first things that were happening.
The texts and the.
The texts and the emails and the things. And then, this job in Kansas and stuff like that. All stuff that my daughter's ex has done.
Yeah.
Jay says this is a must watch. And don't give any spoilers. Okay. But we're going to try. But basically, I've said this in the beginning. Online dating is not good.
No.
Online dating is not a good. This is not. No. This is not a good way. If you get lucky and you meet the love of your life, then great. But there is a reason why they are online dating. Because that crazy hot meter is tilting to the left, and you got to understand that where that's tilting. I know that online dating, because that's,
you don't know what you're getting.
You have no idea. You have no idea what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But this was a crazy story, and one that you pay attention to as you're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even went back and rewatched a couple of scenes because I was like, okay, I need to get that again. Because the cop will say something and make you go, huh, that's interesting. Yeah. And then, like, the girl's mother, because they interview the girl's mother, the girl that he was dating that's supposedly doing this. And they were like, interviewed her, and she said something that made me go, huh, I need to rewind that. Let me check that out again. Really, really, really interesting stuff. I absolutely loved this documentary. I thought it was crazy. It had a really cool twist that I didn't expect.
I like the forensic twist, the forensic computer forensic guy.
Yeah.
I was like, no way.
The IT dude. And what are the odds that would happen?
Yeah, that is crazy.
How I Met Your Father, the crazy hot scale. Yeah. But yeah, no, this was good.
Yeah,
this is good. This is on Netflix, you guys. It premiered February 9th. This is definitely worth checking out.
If you like documentaries, true crime documentaries, definitely. Yeah.
Kira enjoyed this one. Yeah. I remember, I was talking to you guys about this. David, this show is up your alley because you're in IT. No, because I caught what they were doing with the forensics and stuff. I caught all that. I know how to do all that. I've done that stuff. What's up, Jeff? Jeff is in the house, just lurking around in the chat. I was wondering where you were. But yeah, speaking of lurking, checking this movie was crazy stuff.
When she's watching the other chick and her kids play,
like watching the ex-wife, and I was like, oh no, just oh my goodness. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go to our highlights on it, because I dug this a lot.
Me too.
So Rich, you have eights for ending, story, and genre and subgenre, because it's a documentary and it's true crime.
Yeah.
As the subgenre, in case you guys are playing along. Acting, 7, direction, 7, and then the rest are like 5s and 4s. I gave 10s to the ending, story, and subgenre, a 9 to the genre, 8 to direction, and 9 to trailer, and 9 to acting. I mean, I absolutely dug this.
That was good.
This was really awesome for me. I really enjoyed this, and it hit home quite a bit. So I definitely recommend this as a watch, you guys.
Yeah, and it's not long.
No, it's a hour and 30, so it's 90 minutes. Bing bang boom. Yeah, bing bang boom. You're out. Yeah, it doesn't drag. You're constantly getting information. So, yeah, it's definitely cool. Yeah, let's go to our final scores on Lover, Stalker, Killer on Netflix, you guys. IMDb is giving this a 7.0, a Rotten Tomatoes critic score 100%.
Oh, wow.
Audience score 81%. 9, I think.
Oh, okay.
81% audience score. Rich, you gave it a 66. I gave it an 82. Oh, for an average score of 74.
Big spread there.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah. All right. We have 3 more. Which one do you think came in 3rd place?
I'm going to go with my gut. Demon Castle. Oh. We had 3 documentaries this week.
We had 3 documentaries this week. Chowchilla comes in 3rd place.
I wasn't familiar with this case.
Yeah, I think my score would be that high too, Dave. And then everybody's saying hi to Jeff. Love it. So Chowchilla, this is on Max, and this is also a true crime documentary. About an incident that happened in 1976 where 26 kids and a bus driver were kidnapped from a school bus and then buried underground. I'm going to read the synopsis. It says, go behind the headlines to explore the strangest mass kidnapping in history with exclusive interviews from those who lived through it, which I absolutely like because you actually talk to some of the kids. Classic Rich, high praise, low score.
See, this one gave me chills. I kind of go with what Dave says. I want a documentary to inform me or make me angry.
Yeah.
Okay, and neither one, I mean, yeah, it was basic murder. And for me, I saw what was happening. I saw it from a mile away. But I still enjoyed it.
Yeah. I loved it. I was like, I was both educated and infuriated by the movie. Because I saw parallels to stuff I've been dealing with.
You could relate to it.
I can relate to it. And there's stuff that I knew with the IT and the emails and things. I know how to trace IP addresses and stuff like that. So I like that one. Now, the Chowchilla one, I knew about the incident.
I didn't.
So this happened in 1976. And I moved because I live like maybe 2 hours away from this, where this happened. But when I moved to Stockton, California in 1984, and this was something that was told because of this incident, we had to do all these crazy things because of the school bus, in case the school bus got taken. And it was because of this incident. So we had to do a bunch of weird shit in California. Because
you always got to do some weird shit.
We still have to do weird shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like taxes? Can't believe our taxes, bro.
Homeless taxes. Everywhere.
I can't. Oh. We have more homeless in San Francisco than we do have people. Yeah. Actual living in buildings. So this was a really interesting documentary too. I like this. Really, really held together. Good story. I like the interviews. There were a couple things that I was educated about that I didn't know. But for the most part, I knew about what happened here. So for me, this actually got a lower score than Lover, Stalker, Killer, because I knew more about what happened. So I didn't get educated except for a couple things, like what the boy did versus the bus driver and things like that that I didn't know about.
My heart broke for those, especially that cowboy dude, just what he went through afterwards.
All these kids went through. See, there's one thing, and this is not spoiling the movie, but this is something that might get you guys to watch this, is there was no such thing as childhood trauma.
Yeah.
Until after this incident. Because they just believed, children can just get through it. They're not going to go through any problems. One psychiatrist interviewed all the kids and said, okay, maybe one of these kids is going to have a problem in the future. But all of these kids had issues.
Yeah. And it's sad.
It is. It's horrible what they went through, and that we know that now. So now, because of this incident, there were counselors at Columbine.
Yeah. I like how they put it.
I like that point that they made. Yeah. So you guys, this is worth watching, because this is kind of what set that stage for how we deal with childhood trauma now.
Like, I wanted to reach out and just hug that cowboy dude. This is like, dude, he needs a hug. But, like, really bad. That broke my heart. All these adults needed.
And the one kid that became a preacher.
Yeah.
And that what he did. Mm-hmm. But they all had problems. They had to figure it out themselves. They weren't getting any counseling or any help, and that's something that we just won't do now.
In the ending, pisses me off. What happens? No spoilers. This is an infuriating ending. If you guys are familiar with the story, you know what the ending is, and it should have never happened.
Yeah, like I said, this is another one where I got educated and infuriated.
I don't remember my scores here. I'm gonna have to look.
We're pretty close on this one.
Yeah,
So let's go to our highlights. So Rich, you actually gave 10s to the acting, the story, and the genre.
Yeah.
Again, this is a genre documentary and subgenre true crime. You gave 8s to the direction and the subgenre, 7s to the trailer and the ending.
Ugh.
I gave 1/10 to the story, and then I gave 9s to the acting and the ending. I gave 8s to the direction, the genre, and the subgenre.
It blows my mind what happened here.
Yeah.
With the kidnappers.
I knew about what happened here, and it was interesting. It was interesting what happened to the kidnappers in connection to basically what they did and the reason why what happened or how they got out.
I wish they would have went more in depth with them getting out, or spoiler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you know the story, you know, the story is that they got themselves out.
And that one dude kept the truck. We bought the truck back or something.
Yeah, the vans that they kidnapped him in. But this is a cool documentary. Yeah. This is interesting. I liked it, but it was focusing on the kids today.
Yeah.
And how they survived and got through it mentally as well as physically. And that hurt my heart a little bit.
It did. Man, just I the cowboy just really bothered me.
Yeah.
Through this whole show. That's the one that stung the most.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But okay, let's go to our final scores on Chowchilla. That's coming in third place, you guys. It's absolutely worth seeing on Max. IMDb is giving this 7.0. There is no Rotten Tomatoes critic score, but the audience score is a 74. Rich gave it a 74, and I gave it a 76 for an average score of 75.
We're right on the button right there.
Yep.
I think you guys should watch this.
Yep.
I like this one better than I did the other one.
Yeah. I like the other one better, but I like both of these. I think these are both worth watching.
Yeah. So, what number are we on?
We're on number 2. We got 2 more left.
Oh, okay. This is easy. Demon Castle. What? The fuck? Okay. This is rigged. I'm calling a recount. There's no way Demon Castle is better than this. That just no. I absolutely love this. This is probably one of the best movies I've seen all year. It's only February, but this was fantastic. I for sure thought that this was going to be number one.
I thought this was good, but you and I are different. You and I are different animals on this.
Really?
I liked this. But I wanted more. I wanted this to be a cool movie.
Oh, fuck. I thought we got it perfect.
But for an 18-minute movie, this was really, really good.
Oh, man.
But it just did not... It was good. But it didn't appeal to me like it did to you.
Oh, dude, this...
When he breaks... Like, what happens to him and then him breaking down... I was like, I wanted him to either like go postal or kidnap somebody or.
Well, see, no. Dude, yeah. This was trying to hold his shit together. Listening to these parents argue and not pay attention to their kid while he's mourning the loss of his. Spoiler. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just ruined the whole damn movie.
I did. My bad.
It's an 18-minute movie. It's not going to take too much out of your day.
This, oh, man, I love this.
But, yeah, I can't. I know I can't get behind this as much as you can, because I really think 18 minutes did not do it justice.
I think his look in that car as he's driving says it all.
Well, and just
he doesn't have to say one thing, one word.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But let me read the synopsis on it. It says, in this intense short film, a grieving rideshare driver picks up a passenger who helps him confront the past. But, you know, there are other passengers that he picks up over the course of this movie. Each one kind of giving him a little bit to get him through the grieving process. But there's one ultimate one that happens. Where these parents are too concerned about their social media presence to pay attention to their kid. And I would just slap the parents.
Yeah.
Slap the parent, adopt the child. you need a proper parent, because you guys absolutely suck.
Yeah.
I watched the After Good Stuff, but I was shocked when they pretty graphically showed what happened to his daughter.
Yeah.
I was really surprised about that, and then what happened after?
Yeah,
I was just like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, because you don't ever get that.
No, I was sitting there, and I'm thinking to myself, "Would I do the same thing? Would the same thing happen if I was in that place?" And I can honestly say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If that was my daughter, the only difference is I probably would have been the one that took the wife's place.
Yeah.
What's up, Chris? Good to see you. But yeah, you guys, this is 18 minutes. Go watch this.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite movies of the year. I mean, even though it came out last year, favorite movies I've watched this year.
Go watch this. I mean, I didn't give it the score that Rich did, but I feel about this movie like Rich felt about Lover, Stalker, Killer, where I was just kind of like, okay, I get it, I understand, but I mean, even the limit is 40 minutes for a short film.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
I think it's 40 minutes is the maximum length. I know that's the length for the short documentary. Is the maximum length is 40 minutes that you can be nominated. So I think this could have been a little bit longer, and it would have been so much better. But I think this was better than the other one we saw with the woman who had the birth the baby that died.
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember that from last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, from last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is way better.
Was watching Gizmo's stream. Forgot you gents were on. Figures. Forget about it.
I'll definitely check it out.
This is worth watching.
18 minutes.
This is worth watching. I can't give it a high score because it didn't check the boxes for me.
Oh man.
But I liked it. What I saw, I liked, and it made me want more. I want a feature film of this. I want them to redo this as a feature film and give me all that pain. And I think this would be like huge with him. David Aiello does an amazing job.
Oh, he's fantastic in this.
He is fantastic in this. Fantastic.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love him in this movie.
Yeah. I absolutely love.
I mean, and this is a far cry from what's the other one? Role Play, where he's the husband.
Oh. Look at this. Look at that movie and this movie. 18 minutes, and this movie's 300 times better than Role Play.
Yeah, it was better than Role Play. I agree with that. And I want to acknowledge my son Eric gave us a like on Facebook. Thank you, son.
Thank you, Eric.
How can you forget Rich? And right, Chris, right. You bastard. But yeah, let's go to our highlights on after, because this is mainly you, bro. This is mainly you.
Yeah, it's mainly.
So you gave 10 for the acting, ending, story, direction, sound, genre, and subgenre.
A lot of tens.
A lot of tens. And then sevens for trailer and visual. Oh. I gave 110 for the story.
No way.
I gave a 9 for the acting. I gave an 8 for the genre. And then I gave 7s for direction and subgenre. Yeah, so we're pretty far apart on this, but I do think it was good. I liked it. It's definitely worth seeing. I just didn't get enough. I wanted more of a movie than
see, I think we got it perfectly.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think this needed to be more, and I think David Niello would have knocked this out of the park. If they'd have made this, just give me 20 more minutes. Give me 20 more minutes, make it 38 minutes long, it's still getting nominated for an Oscar, and then
I just hope this wins.
Like, his pain was so good here. I'm wondering, because we're watching the Henry Sugar one next week.
Yeah.
I'm wondering now, because that one's also nominated, and that's Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm wondering how that one's going to stack up to this.
It's not a short film, though.
Yeah, it's for short film.
Is it really?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was documentary. I thought, what's his face was just narrating it. I might be wrong. I probably am wrong, because I'm always wrong. Wrong.
No. On them. E.G., 40 minutes. Chronicles a variety of stories, but the main one follows Henry Sugar, who is able to see through objects and predict the future.
Okay. For some reason, what's the musical one we're watching? What is that one called? Isn't there one about a composer or something? Or maybe I miss.
No, I don't think so. So the wonderful story of Henry Sugar is the one that you put down.
That's I might be thinking of something else.
Might be thinking of something else, but this one was nominated for short film too. Oh, okay. And I said it's 40 minutes, which is the max. So yeah, I wanted this to be longer. Let's go to our final scores on this. It still takes second place tonight because Rich totally got a bonus off of this,
guys. This was awesome.
But let's take a look at our final scores. IMDb is giving this a 6.2. Rotten Tomatoes, there's no score for Rotten Tomatoes on this. Rich gave it an 88, and I gave it a 68 for an average score of 78.
That's two movies this week that were 20 points apart.
We're 20 points apart.
Yeah. I like this, guys. One of my favorite movies.
It
was
good. I liked it. But yeah, it just wasn't long enough for me. Yeah.
David wants a 3-hour movie. He wants another Kill the Flower Moon.
No. No, I wanted this to be like, give me 35 minutes. Give me 35 minutes. Give me the maximum of 40 minutes.
35 minutes of him driving around and, as an Uber?
Yeah, and crying and grieving and going through the stuff like he did. I think that would have been great. You know, especially in connection with that social media bitch family and the daughter. I think that would have been just a great story, especially if she was the one that brought him out of it.
Yeah.
I think that was great.
Your point, but I liked it
for what it had. I just didn't get enough. So yeah. I liked what was there. You know when you get it, you bake a dozen cookies.
Yeah.
But you only eat one. That's what I wanted the whole dozen, and I didn't get a dozen. I got one cookie. You got the rest of the dozen because you were happy with it.
Yeah, I was very happy with this.
But yeah, I was happy with it, but I was like, man, why did I only get one cookie?
Yeah.
But all right, we got one more movie left, and there's a reason why this one is at number one. Because your difference in the score between this one and that and the after is only 4 points.
Yeah. I don't add mine up. I just score it. Yeah.
I do the adding up. Our number one movie is our third documentary this week. This is called Demon Castle. And guys, this is on Scare Network TV.
And fuck no. And no. There's no way I'd go in that fucking place.
Oh no, I want to go in this house, bro.
That's some white people shit. Only white.
That's people some white people shit. Stuff.
No, no.
Yeah, no, I. Dude. No, this documentary. This is crazy, bro.
It very much is. This was fantastic. I still haven't. That one dude, it bothers me. I wish. I hope when we go forward, he's not in the next documentary, whatever one we pick, because we don't have one on the schedule.
We don't have one on the schedule, but yeah, the next one coming. I'm just like focusing on the new ones because that's what I remember. So the next one coming up would be the Ursa Shrine, and I think he's in it, but it's his last one.
Oh, thank God! I mean, Steve does a fantastic job.
Sean,
even the camera guy does a fantastic job.
Billy.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sean is the main. Yeah,
Sean. I said Steve, didn't I?
You said Steve. Sean is the main guy. Billy Lewis is the does the camera work. He does the editing. He does the directing. All that stuff.
Yeah. There's things in here. I was like, no fucking way. I would have took off out that fucking door. Like when they show the eyes, I was like, no. I had to rewind. It's like, no, those fucking car lights. Yeah, no, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Them's eyes. And when you hear the hoof prints, like running at you, I was like, no, fuck, I'm out. I'd have left that one.
There's like, no way.
No, if that's one thing, because I've had footprints walk up on me or run up on me, but I've never had hoof prints.
Yeah, like no. Hoof
steps. I was like, wow, that was crazy. They got some crazy evidence on this, and this one.
And the growl.
I
would, as soon as he went up those stairs, I would have been bloop, right back down, out the door, in my car, and never looked back.
You know, just the bottom of Rich's shoes, that's all you'd see running.
Yep, there's no way.
But this is kind of what I want to do.
Yeah. I know you do.
If we get a chance, this is what I want to do.
Ain't you and John going to do it?
Yeah. I think we are.
Yeah, crazy ass motherfuckers.
Yep.
Yeah. If you go missing, I know why.
Yeah, you'll know why.
Yeah.
But
this is 3 hours long, guys. If Scare Network is free to download. It's
broken up into two parts.
Yeah. I mean, it's really not a movie. It's a series. It's a two-part series. But it runs together as a movie, so that's why we did it. And if you can download Scare Network for free on Roku, your phone, and this was 3 hours long. I didn't get one commercial, not a one.
Yep.
Not a one
commercial. Like I said, the ads will come when more people watch the thing at the same time. So right now is the best time to come in with the free subscription.
Yeah.
Because it's just getting started. So once you start getting the ads, then you can go, hey, you know what? I'll go ahead and pay the $4.99 and do the full service.
Yeah.
So let me read the synopsis on this. It says, in upstate New York sits an old Scottish castle that was built in the 1870s after being bought at auction on Halloween Eve of 2020, the new owner suspected that the castle is inhabited by the ghosts of the past. And there's more than that. There's ghosts and there's demons. There's like rituals were performed in there and some crazy stuff.
Oh my gosh, the ending with Odin.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Yeah, just no. Yeah.
Demon Castle sounds like my car when driving my kids around hungry.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, I'll get to Spotify in a little bit. You asked me, hey, Jay, let's go check out Demon Castle. What do you think my answer would be?
Yeah, Jay.
I think the answer would be hell to the nah.
TJ, me and you, we're on the same page. And I'm not afraid to say it. Dave's too crazy ass white, and John's too crazy ass white for me to know. No. Well, I've seen one too many scary movies. What happens to Mexicans and black people when they go do scary shit? Okay? Just no. And you always see these. I have not seen one. We've watched two documentaries. I have not seen one Mexican in this fucking these documentaries. No, because we're smart. We know La Llorona. We don't fuck around.
I was gonna say, I thought there was not this one, but I thought the other one.
Oh, you're right. Damn it, he was crazy. Yeah, because he wasn't in there long. You're right. You're right. Now that I say it,
yeah,
you are right.
No, it was this one, Chris Mendace. He was.
He's in the first part.
He did the first part, but he didn't come back.
Yeah, he was smart.
Yeah.
Like, nope. He's like, these crazy guys.
Hello, what's up? Starships of Greatness.
Awesome.
That's Chris also, I believe. That's good. Good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while. You're goddamn right. But dude, you guys, this, like I said, this documentary is in two parts. So the first part's like a little bit over an hour and a half, and then the second part's like an hour and 15 minutes. So you can pause it in between, but I do recommend watching them close together because the first part really the documentary, and the second part is just like additional investigation footage that they get on the second night. But really cool, like the stuff with his wife, how the ghosts were talking about his wife because his wife was in the house and she was cold. I dug that. That was crazy.
No way.
Same reason. Don't go into haunted houses on Halloween.
Me neither, bro.
It has been a while, bro. Haunted houses don't bother me. Like
they bother me.
They on purpose that you pay. I don't care about those. Those don't bother me. But like houses that are really haunted, and I'm like, okay, I'll go in there and go
that motherfucking castle told them to get out.
Yeah, repeatedly.
Yeah, and the heat thing. Yeah, no.
Yeah, kept like turning shit off.
And the one thing that
really kind of got me with this one was the only working bathroom is in the basement.
Yeah,
and they're like, so I was down in the basement because that's the only place I can relieve myself, and then something's growling at me while I'm taking a crap. I'm like, dude,
I would have set up a porta potty to come outside.
That would just close the sphincter right up. I'd be like, I am not. No longer have to poop. I was like, holy crap, why is the only working bathroom in the basement of this castle? And the castle's been gutted. They're trying to rebuild it.
Yeah.
So everything's just kind of wide open. And oh man, there's some crazy stuff in here.
There's a lot of documentation of activity.
Yeah. And then a lot of it is there because, and that's why they had to break it up into two parts because there was just so much that they got that they had to like put the additional.
There's more real stuff in this 3-hour documentary than you'll see in any of those stupid ghost hunter shows.
Yeah, Ghost Adventures or Ghost Hunters or any of those series. Yeah. Like, there's more in this one documentary than you'd see in like a whole series of any of that other crap. Someone jumps out at me and says, boo, I'm like Shaggy. I dug this. I can't wait to do my own investigations.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know you're going to say, Dave's crazy bastard. But, I'm going to mark my words right here on Scare Network TV. I am going to be in a documentary. Pretty awesome. Soon. I'm trying to make it a point, you know, kept telling Billy. Billy's like, you know, I can't pay you. And I'm like, I don't want to be paid. I just want to be in it. I just want to do it. You know, I don't care if you just need another camera guy or whatever, but if you come to California for anything, I'm jumping in.
Yeah.
But John and I for Spirits with Spirits, we're actually planning on this summer doing a live investigation together.
So, and there's one thing I had issues with when they were using the whole TikTok AI thing. That seemed kind of hokey to me.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get what they're doing there because they're supposedly supposed to detect spirits. But yeah, I agree with that. And I don't really like the flashlight thing. where they take the flashlight and they unscrew it to where it's just not touching, and then they think when the flashlight turns on that a ghost is saying yes or whatever. I don't really care for that piece of equipment either.
Yeah. That's one thing that bothered me was the whole TikTok AI thing.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I've never used that.
Yeah.
But I do like the SLS where they detect like the stick figure things. I like that. They got a lot of good audio stuff.
Yeah, they did. Audio would be better if that one dude just shut his mouth.
Let the thing speak for itself. Don't try to repeat it.
Yeah.
It repeats it so many times.
Yeah.
But Sean doesn't. He lets that sit. And then he responds to the audio. Instead of repeating the audio several times, he responds and asks another question. Yeah. And I think that's the way you're supposed to do it. But that other guy, he just kept repeating it over and over again. Anyway, let's take a look at our highlights for Demon Castle, you guys. Now, this is a documentary genre and paranormal subgenre. Rich, you gave 10s to the trailer, the ending, the genre, and subgenre. You gave a 9 to the cast, 8 to the story, direction, and sound. I gave 10s to the trailer, the sound, and I think that's it, trailer and sound. Then I gave a 9 to the cast, the genre, subgenre, and visuals. 8s to acting, ending, story, and direction. So this was a lot of fun. I enjoyed this.
And I like that it was broken up in two parts. So, you know, hey, we'll watch an hour and a half tonight. You know, and then come back to it.
Watch the other hour 15 the next time. Yeah. But we're gonna do more of these documentaries and some other stuff from Scare Network TV, you guys, as a crossover between Spirits and Spirits and the Faces for Radio. Yeah. So if you guys get a chance, go over to scarenetwork.tv.
Download
the app. You can download the app on Roku or Amazon Fire. They're also working on the other things.
I have it on my iPad.
There it is. Scarenetwork.tv, but you can download it to you can go on the website and you can create a subscription. And it's free to start. And, you know, you just get ads. And like I said, you're not going to get any ads right now.
Yeah, not a one popped up in the 3 hours.
Yeah, in 3 hours. But, yeah, it'll only pop up. The more people are watching the show at the same time, that's how the algorithm works to present ads. And that's how YouTube does the same thing.
Yeah.
So let's go to our final scores on Demon Castle, you guys, coming in first place this week. IMDb is giving this a 9.5 with 23 reviews. There is absolutely nothing on Rotten Tomatoes about this.
Rich, it's not even on Letterboxd.
Yeah, I actually added it to Letterboxd.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because that goes on TMDB, the movie database.
Uh-huh.
And I submitted it on that, like, I don't know, like last week, I think.
Okay.
So it's now on Letterboxd with my score. But anyway, Rich, you gave it an 84. I gave it an 88. Total average score of 86. And that takes our number one spot.
Yeah, a very good score.
Yeah. All right, so let's play Buy, Borrow, or Bail with our top three movies. So that's The After, Demon Castle, and Chowchilla. I think it's Chowchilla. Yes, yeah, Chowchilla.
It is.
So which one are you buying? Which one are you watching one time? And which one are you not watching at all?
I would buy the... what's it called again? The After.
The After.
I'd buy that. I would borrow Demon Castle, and then I would watch Chocella again.
Okay. So you'd bail on Chocella?
Yeah.
I would buy Demon Castle. I would borrow the After, and then I would just bail on Chowchilla because I already knew what was going on there.
Yeah.
Still a really good documentary, but definitely bail on Madam Web.
Yeah, that's not even a... You buy that steelbook. Mark my words.
I don't know. I'm trying to do my New Year's resolution, dude. You're not helping me out with that. You're enabling. But speaking of steelbooks and New Year's resolutions, what do we got going on for next week?
Next week on 228, we got Bosco on Peacock. We got Ashes on Netflix, which I'm almost finished with. We got Suncoast on Hulu. We got Upgraded on Prime Video. Players on Netflix. Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar on Netflix. And then, what did we say that was called?
We're going to Land of Bad, we're going to add, right?
Yeah, Land of Bad, yeah. And that's on theaters and VOD. Yep. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. We got a good week next week.
Yep. Good week. Yeah, so good show. You guys, I want to thank you so much. Before we go, I got the fine print out of the way. So we want to thank Spotify for podcasting, for sponsoring us. They take the audio portion of our podcast and sponsor us, send us out on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Radio Public, and Google Podcasts. They do it all for free. They give us sponsors, get us more sponsors once we get more followers. So you guys, if you can, shoot over to Spotify, give us a follow. That's Faces for Radio. And then you can listen to us on any of your podcast stations.
Yeah. And remember, every Friday night at 5 o'clock sometime.
At 5 o'clock sometime. I did it at 5 o'clock. It actually worked this time. Yeah. So hopefully we're going to keep that going. But yeah, movie news at 5. We're going to record after this. And then it's going to air Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's basically where we talk 5 pieces of news, trailers that have hit, that are trending.
Yeah.
We look at new releases coming out. And, you know, if there are any, we look at some celebrity deaths and stuff like that. Yeah.
So join us. It's not very long. We don't go long. Try to keep it around 30 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Because I like talking movie news. Well, thank you, K-Man.
Yeah, he does. It's K-Man. Appreciate it. All right, so I think we're going to get out of here.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for watching. And we'll see you next time on the Faces Radio podcast. Bye, everybody.
See you guys. Bye.